Colorado has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation at just 2.3%. That sounds like a good situation for job seekers. But according to KUNC economy reporter Jackie Fortier, many employers are struggling to find workers with the right skills.
Colorado's labor market is a lot like Goldilocks porridge. You don't want it too hot or too cold, but just right. And right now, our porridge is too hot.
Frankly, it's a constraining factor in terms of job growth going forward.
Rich Wabakin is the lead economist at the Lead School of Business. He's talking about the state's 2.3% unemployment rate, currently tied for the lowest in the nation. That's good news for the number of people who are looking for work. It's a very tiny number. But it also constricts growth for businesses. They're having a hard time finding people for the jobs they need.
And you'd have to believe that almost all of that is a mismatch between the types of jobs that are available and the types of skills that these particular people have, because they want to work and they're not getting work. So they probably don't have the right skill sets for the jobs that are opening.
Colorado's construction industry has been hit especially hard by this problem. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, jobs in that field are down almost 11% from the July 2007 peak of 170,000 workers, even though there's still plenty of work. Wabakin thinks it will only be solved by net migration. In other words, more people with the skills employers need moving to the state.
We can't put up the kinds of numbers we've been putting up. We just don't have enough people to put those kinds of job growth numbers up.
People like Eduardo Javier. He recently flew to Colorado to attend a job fair for prospective electricians in North Glen.
I'm from Puerto Rico, but I couldn't live in Louisiana. I came all the way over here just to see what you guys have going on over here.
Javier is 23 and already has a degree in electrical engineering technology from a community college in Louisiana, but he can't find a job there.
It's hard work trying to pass all my classes. You know, I want to work in the field that I went to school for now.
He seems to have a pretty good shot of getting a job in Colorado. Companies are so desperate for electricians that they're willing to pay for a student's classroom instruction, as well as 4 years of paid on-the-job training. Janet Martin is the director of business and finance at Brett's Electric, one of the companies with a booth at the job fair.
There were a lot of electricians when we started. However, when the economy took a dive from 2008 for the 3 years there, then that's when all the electricians did start to find something else. And then a lot of our electricians today are now nearing retirement. So that goes ahead and increases the need.
Electricians aren't alone. Many of the skilled trades are having a hard time finding younger people for jobs that don't require a college degree, but are still a ticket to the middle class.
I took a couple of electrical classes in high school, and I really like that it's hands-on.
The average income for a Colorado electrician is about $50,000. It's one of the reasons why Catherine Cuthbert is at the job fair. She has student loans from her previous associate's degree to pay off, but she couldn't find a job. So she signed up for classes.
I paid my own tuition for the first semester, but often if I manage to get an apprenticeship, then they'll rearrange it so I get that money back, which would be really nice because it's cheaper than college, but it's still a lot of money to me.
Both Cuthbert and Javier filled out applications hoping to schedule interviews, and both seemed hopeful.
I think it's going really great. Looks like everyone really... Construction is booming now. Everyone really needs to hire.
But when I reached out 2 weeks later, neither of them had gotten jobs. Cuthbert wasn't offered an apprenticeship at all, so she has to pay for her classes on her own. Javier wrote in an email that employers were only willing to offer him part-time work at low wages, even though he already has the requisite education. That's a trend nationally. Despite a tight labor market, wages have barely budged. Economist Rich Wabakin thinks they may go up in Colorado around 3% next year.
And it's, you know, kind of well overdue at this point in time. People have been getting compressed in terms of cost of living and housing in particular, so it'll be some welcome relief.
But with the cost of living going up around 3% every year in Colorado, it may not be enough to attract the skilled workers we need to the state. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.